a book club and podcast for anyone who wants to explore the best mysteries and thrillers ever written. I'm your host, Sarah Harrison.
And I'm your host, Carolyn Daughters. Pour yourself a tea or a gin and tonic.
But not a toxin.
No, and join us on a journey through 19th and 20th century mysteries and thrillers, every one of them a game changer.
Carolyn.
Sarah.
What in the world are we talking about today?
We are talking about 2023, just the whole year.
Man, it's going to be a big year.
It's a huge year. This, first of all, it's our second year.
It's our second year, folks. Can you believe it?
I sometimes can't.
I can, but I can, you know, since the last book club went for like 9 years.
Right.
I'm
so this
in
is
it.
A drop. This book club being a year old is a drop in the bucket for you.
Yeah, I think it's really indefinite. Mm-hmm. The future stretches out before me. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people will be like, well, what's your next book club going to be? And I was like, nothing? I don't know. I'll probably do this forever. What do you mean?
Because we are moving chronologically through time. So if you've been listening to Tea, Tonic, and Toxin, you know we're reading, weighing in on, we're discussing the best mysteries, detective stories, and thrillers ever written. Starting back with Edgar Allan Poe in 1841.
Yeah, so if you want to kind of get into the origins of mystery, which I did, I loved it. Listen to 2022.
All of the episodes. And there's 13 episodes live from 2022. And we've been releasing several this month from 2022 as well.
Yeah, they'll actually be all live before you hear this one.
Mm-hmm. It's confusing for us as well.
About to stop being confusing. 2022 was a year of learning.
It was learning. It was figuring stuff out. It was all of the stuff that to some degree we're still doing in 2023, but we're better at it. We're better.
I think we've got a pretty consistent intro. We're still working on our outro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So 2022, just to quickly recap, we were moving chronologically through time. So our idea was to really like build this foundation of great books and see what the authors were doing and then see how other authors were borrowing from those initial authors.
Yeah, it's very cool. I'm looking forward to kind of keeping on going and then kind of looking back and connecting the dots with what we saw like Poe establish or Dickens establish.
One thing I've noticed is probably half of the books we've read mention Edgar Allan Poe.
Yes, that is true. In fact, I'm starting my book map for 2023.
Oh, yay. Oh, I'm very excited about this book map.
Well, there was so many mentionings of former authors, and a lot of them we had read. Like the authors were name-dropping past authors, and then some of them we didn't. And I was like, what? Mm-hmm. Should we have read that? Who is that? Or maybe they just didn't stand the test of time. Maybe they were popular at the time.
This could be a 10-year podcast where we never get out of the 19th century. Although we have gotten out of the 19th century. We wrapped up the year with Lady Molly of Scotland Yard, which was published in 1910.
Yeah, which I thought was pretty awesome. So if you haven't listened to that episode, go back and listen to this lady detective.
We love Lady Molly. So we stopped 2022 with Lady Molly of Scotland Yard and picked back up in 2023 with The Innocence of Father Brown.
Yeah, who's a totally different kind of detective. Mm-hmm. Again, not like any of these other ones.
He's, I think, pretty amazing. We're going to have a couple podcast episodes shortly on The Innocence of Father Brown. And that was published in 1911. So in 2023, because we're chronological and we're moving book to book to see how the authors are influencing each other and how they're influencing themselves, and I'll get into that in a moment, we're going to move from 1911 to 1934 this year.
Wow, we are so speedy.
Do you know what? We're just moving and moving. We're just, you just can't control us, Sarah.
No, I don't even try.
When I say an author influencing themselves, we have two books from Dashiell Hammett, we have two books from Dorothy Sayers, and three from Agatha Christie. So we're going to see how they're even evolving their own forms.
Yeah, that's very cool. We read, was it just the two Sherlock Holmes? I don't think we did any more duplicates than that last
year. Two Edgar Allan Poe stories.
Oh, right, two Edgar Allan Poe.
Two Wilkie Collins, the Moonstone.
I have no idea what happens on this podcast.
Yes, it's, you know, we finish a podcast and we just don't even remember what we've read.
I just wipe my mind clean.
As everyone except Sarah recalls, we did two Wilkie Collins novels. We did the Moonstone and the equally fabulous Woman in White.
Yeah, we do this all the time. We do multiple authors.
Well, we do when it makes sense to. So we put every author and every book on trial, essentially, and we want to come up with a list that is representative of the time frame, and we want to include everything that we think belongs. So in 2023, for example, we have a book called Trent's Last Case, and that's our second one, and it's super interesting. It's very different than any mystery I have ever read before. It's also got some challenges in the plotting and the story, and so readers, I would love for you to get a copy of, first of all, everybody should be reading The Innocence of Father Brown.
Yes.
It's so, so, so good. And then Trent's Last Case is our second book. And Trent's Last Case is really Trent's very first case in print. So it's not as if there's this Trent series and this book came, we're reading the last one in the series. It's the first book in the Trent series. And it's does some really interesting things. There's a reason we have included it. The ending is very, very interesting in a unexpected way. And basically every author of the period thought this guy and this book were like the most amazing things ever. Wow, he did something that's going to, you know, stand the test of time. And Agatha Christie praises him, and Dorothy Sayers, the New York Times, the Atlantic, Saturday Evening Review, everybody's like, oh my gosh, this is the best book ever. I did not feel that way, but yet I could see... I could see why it might have been, that might have been the response at the time. And I think it belongs in our list, because once we see what the author does in that book, that now opens the door for other evolutions of the form going forward. So, yeah.
Now, you called this list, right, when kind of culled together all the books for 2023. I think you called it the Golden Age of Mystery.
The Golden Age of Mystery. So the Golden Age of Mystery is for the most part the 1920s and 1930s. However, it can start as early as around 1911, which is The Innocence of Father Brown, and 1913 is Trent's Last Case. And it could go far beyond the 30s into the 40s and 50s. It's really a book that follows this guy's Ten Commandments, or his Decalogue. This guy, Ronald Knox, who was a writer of the period.
Are we reading any of his books?
We are not.
He's just known for the commandments.
He's known for his commandments. And so this Golden Age fiction is, the fiction itself is going to follow a series of rules. For example, I'll just read a couple, and Sarah, I'll let you read a couple. Yeah. There's 10 of them. Oh, and he was, I guess, Ronald Knox. I feel like he was a priest.
Oh, that would be cool.
So that makes the Ten Commandments also kind of interesting, right?
Yeah, and also, like, he's the literal Father Brown or something.
Yes. So the criminal must be mentioned early in the story, but must not be anyone whose thoughts the reader has been allowed to know. So you can't just like drop the criminal, the murderer, in the last third of the book for the first time, or, you know, drop him somewhere and then like forget about him and so forth. He has to be mentioned early on. So there's the potential that, you know, he's in the potential suspect pool. But another one is supernatural or preternatural agencies are ruled out. So And I would say even before this book, for the most part, that was the case. There were a couple books, Sarah, Tell Me What You Think, like The Woman in White and The Hound of the Baskervilles, where in theory, they kind of had a potential supernatural component, but at the end, they didn't.
Yeah, really. They just kind of played on that. It wasn't the solution or anything. I think mm-hmm. makes sense. You can't have a supernatural solution to your mystery.
Right. So that's one of the rules there. Sarah, you take a couple.
I'm looking at number three. Not more than one secret room or passage is allowable. Mm-hmm. That's an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, can you have one of each or is that both?
Room or passage. So I think you can have one of total of either.
Passage one. Leads to a room.
Hmm.
Guess not allowed. Nope, not allowed. Number four, no hitherto undiscovered poisons may be used, nor any appliance which will need a long scientific explanation at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So it's supposed to be sort of within the realm of what the reader can grasp on the page. So in theory, the reader can be part of this solution.
Right. You can't make up your own poison.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
Number five is extremely troubling. It's no Chinaman must figure in the story.
Whatsoever.
I don't know what prompted. I have nothing, no knowledge.
Yeah, these are kind of bizarre. These are unexpected here.
Yeah, this, it's just, we'll move on. we'll move on. Number six.
No accident must ever help the detective. Nor must he ever have an unaccountable intuition which proves to be right. Now, that just seems like everybody's having these intuitions. I don't know.
Maybe fewer in the Golden Age than prior. So Lady Molly was all about intuition.
Maybe the keyword is unaccountable. Because mm-hmm. everyone that's having an intuition is kind of putting two and two together.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, I'm a person that knows things about people.
Right.
And this is how people are.
And Father Brown is, largely moved by intuition. He's not measuring footsteps and, picking up, cigarette ash and analyzing it and fingerprints and things like
this. No, he's like all about understanding the human capacity for evil.
Yeah.
That's really, I love, read Father Brown, folks.
Father Brown, The Innocence of Father Brown. The detective himself must not commit the crime.
Yeah, that's already been broken last year.
It was broken in one of our books, readers. It was amazing, right? I loved that because it happened in the 19th century prior to the potential of it happening in the 20th century. We don't want to have any spoilers.
Yeah, we won't spoil it just mm-hmm. yet.
The detective is bound to declare any clues which he may discover.
Right, right. Mm. Not like Edgar Allan Poe style where he's just going to say it all at the end, but mm-hmm. He didn't tell you at the time.
Yeah. And there's some of that in Trent's last case too, where, Trent, the, amateur detective, he'll, share his findings, in some big dramatic scene. He'll be like, well, I found this and did this and found that. And it's like, okay, you maybe could have told us that before announcing it. Now, so very close to the vest, I guess. The sidekick, the Watson, must not conceal from the reader any thoughts.
And it's funny that he's already referring to the sidekick and the Watson.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just in the second stage of mystery.
Yeah. What else?
Twin brothers and mm-hmm. doubles generally must not appear at all. Unless we have been duly prepared for the,
uh-huh.
You can't just throw it. Oh, it was his twin.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. We didn't know there was a twin.
Mm-hmm. So there's a woman in, woman in white scenario where there's two women who look fairly similar, for example.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
they prepared us for that. I feel like
they did. Yeah. But I think in the Golden Age, there's going to be less of that. We still see that on TV shows now, right? We find out that, the murder was committed not by this person, but by their identical twin, whom we didn't know existed.
Right. I think there's a lot of just sort of throwing in things at the last minute mm-hmm. as kind of a cheat solution.
Mm-hmm.
But these are a little bit bizarre. What were those other commandments we like read a couple of us? There was just like two or three.
Commandments.
Yeah. I want to say it was like from Big Bow or something like that.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Israel Zangwill, who wrote The Big Bow Mystery, also do read that book. Quite well done.
Yeah, very good.
And so funny. Oh my gosh. Like, I was honestly, you know, I write all over my books, as we've discussed. I've, you know, every fourth word is not in my vocabulary, so I have to underline them and go research them. And then I also mark things that I want to talk about on the podcast. And with Israel Zangwill, I was doing something that I don't often do, which is I was putting little smiley faces in the marks. I mean, honestly, I was like sitting on the sofa by myself, just grinning. And he's so funny. He's like funny like Dickens, possibly funnier than Dickens. I just threw down the gauntlet.
Yeah, don't go crazy.
Yeah, okay. Funny. I guess it's not a competition. They can both be funny.
Everyone could be funny.
But he wanted to give the reader a fighting chance to figure out who the criminal was. So everything is supposed to be on the page, essentially. So if we find out that this person is the killer because this was the evidence, we actually saw that evidence, but we, as the reader, didn't know what to make of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are cool. Those commandments made sense, but I think there's only like two or three of them.
Mm-hmm.
But.
And so what books are you looking forward to this year?
Well, you know me. I think I've actually read, I have read one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've read The Murder of Roger Ackroyd.
Sure.
Which did blow my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I read a different Dorothy Sayers book.
Okay.
And I did enjoy her.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, everything is new to me because I just haven't been a big reader of mysteries.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm actually looking forward to all of them. I can see why it's kind of the golden age, right? We've got the Maltese Falcon. We've got the introduction of Perry Mason, which I didn't even know he started as a book.
Yeah.
I just watched the old black and white TV show. Mm-hmm. I didn't know there was a book.
Mm-hmm. Murder on the Orient Express, of course, is a classic. I'm looking forward to Red Harvest by Dashiell Hammett. I've not read it, and I love Dashiell Hammett, so I'm ready to dive into that one. And the 39 Steps. I'm about to start the 39 Steps, actually. I just finished Trent's Last Case.
How? I don't know how you read. I cannot start the next book until we've recorded the episode.
Well, Sarah, I am in charge of updating the website with content. So I try to stay enough ahead that we're not scrambling as an episode's going.
Well, Carolyn is very responsible. But yeah, it's just like, I clearly like one episode wipes clean my brain from the previous episode. So I finished Further Brown a while ago, but I've got Trent's Last Case, but I haven't started it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, one exciting development I'm really looking forward to this year is we're going to start having guests.
We are. Oh, my gosh. Yes, I'm so excited about that. We have a guest for our very first 2023 podcast episode, which is Innocence of Father Brown.
Mm-hmm.
We have Deb Donner, who's going to be joining us. We have several guests lined up this year.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be really cool to kind of get extra voices. I mean, sometimes the guests, I think they might be writers themselves, or they just might be like book lovers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's always going to be like really cool to get their perspective on the stuff we're reading. So I'm really excited about adding extra voices to our conversations.
Yes.
Because I love just our conversations too. But
it's been a fun podcast, I think. I'll speak for myself, but I've really enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to our 2023 list. We've got 12 amazing books. If you haven't started reading, please check them out on our website because, you know, you're going to want to get your copies. I get a lot of my copies on Amazon and also some at used bookstores. Sarah, you like eBay.
I do. I kind of preferentially lean towards eBay because I have this love of weird old copies, like mm-hmm. old editions, these kind of pulp paperbacks. I don't actually go in for the really expensive old editions, yeah. like the first edition or the signed edition.
Yeah, you can go crazy and like spend a whole lot of cash on some of those.
Yeah, old. But I like those mass market paperbacks mm-hmm. with cool covers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, so I don't know if we should mention another possible development that we want to get going this year, but...
What is it?
Well, we kind of want to have stuff on the website, some swag that folks can get.
Oh, yeah.
Some things to purchase, mm-hmm. including maybe some of these sweet old editions.
Sweet old editions. We have our amazing stickers, of course.
Yeah, we've just restocked.
We had to restock. We went through a pretty big stack of stickers.
We did. So I ordered even more. Mm. So we're going to put those up there. If you want a little mail, just...
Yeah, and to get one of these stickers, which, you know, they're pretty cool.
They're super cool.
You just have to.
They're designed by every
reach out.
And daughters.
I guess I did that.
Yeah.
You just have to comment. We have comment forms all over our website and a contact page on our website or on Facebook or Instagram. Just all you have to do is just weigh in, comment, say hello, and there's a good chance we're going to follow up and send you a sticker.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't want to comment, you can just buy one. But we love your comments. And yeah. I think our commitment to you, I have to say, if you've listened to the podcast at all, you're aware that we've had some house construction issues in 2022. Mm-hmm. And definitely, I think, got a little bit behind in posting the episodes. Mm-hmm. But we don't want to do that in 2023.
And by we, she means...
Me entirely.
Sarah and her husband, because Sarah and I do not live together. Yeah, so I was not constructing a house in 2022.
No, Carolyn was staying on top of it all and being very kind and not saying, Sarah, where's the episode? Holy cow.
You know, I figured our first year was just the year where we just figure it out. And I feel like we both honored that. I know that we mm-hmm. started the year saying that we're going to do a whole lot wrong and we're going to have to figure stuff out and recreate the wheel and all the stuff. And so I think we just like emotionally committed to that at the beginning of the year.
I think you have to. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to like still like be cool, you know? And I think this year our commitment is we'll do a little less wrong.
We're going to do, folks, you have it right now. We're going to do less wrong this year than last year.
Yeah, we're going to get a little more right each time mm-hmm. and just keep on that upward progression.
By 20, 34, 20, 54 or so, we're going to just have so much spot on.
By then, we'll just like hire a producer.
Yes, all we have to do is wait another 12 or 30 years and we are hiring a producer.
12 to 30, folks, you have that commitment mm. from us.
Yeah. Yeah, put it on a calendar somewhere. I sure will.
Yes, make the calendars first, and then you can mm-hmm. put it on there.
Maybe Teutonic and Dachshund needs a calendar.
Oh my goodness, that would be rad. That would be so rad. We're doing it.
And then on the calendar, it prints what book you're supposed to read that month.
Okay, we're getting great ideas right now
live
we're talking to you.
On your time. Thank you, sir.
We could, the brains working right now.
We could be brainstorming all day live on this podcast episode, and you are welcome.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so we've got a lot of great stuff in store.
We have a lot of great stuff in store. We are very excited about 2023. We have 12 amazing books. Check out our website, teutonicandtoxin.com. It lists all 12 books.
And check out last year's. What did we call last year's, that grouping? Was it just like the origins of mystery?
I think origins,
Victorian period?
Victorian and Edwardian period. It ended in 1910. So, yeah, we're now in the golden age. I have no idea what we're going to call our next grouping in 2024. We'll get there, folks.
Yeah, we got time. We got a year.
Come up with something. We have on the website an episodes list. If you click episodes, it's going to just show all of the different things we've done. We've got our 2023 reading list. We've just got tons of stuff on the website and all of the books that you're going to want to be reading. So, yeah.
Awesome. I'm really excited. I hope you guys are excited. Go out and get Father Brown right now. It's kind of an accumulation of a bunch of short stories, mm-hmm. it feels like, with a story arc. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, any amount of progress you make through it, mm-hmm. like each story is gratifying in and of itself.
Yeah.
Each chapter.
Yeah. I loved some. I liked almost all of them. I loved some. I just, mm-hmm. I was blown away that I had never read them before. So, so, so good.
Yeah. It's very good.
Then, Sarah, have you worked on our closing tagline?
Yeah, everybody. Stay toxic.